Let's talk about your game with Australia. It must have been a relief to have beaten them and got to the final.
Yeah, absolutely. Australia was a really tough game. You know, we were lucky enough to put points on early in the game, but they really came back at us, particularly in the second half. They've got really big, strong runners, and they, for 80 minutes, just kept coming at us. So we were really pleased to get that win.
Yeah, excellent. Now, you've had a very good run this year as well. You've won all your games so far this year. So you must be pretty happy with England's performance in this World Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been training really hard. You know, this is what we've been working for the last 4 years. And everybody individually and collectively have put a lot into this. You know, we've had 6 weeks of camps building up to the actual World Cup camp, you know, and weeks coming into this. So everybody's worked really hard together. So we've been really pleased with how we've got on so far.
Yeah. Well, New Zealand are looking now for, is it the fourth title in a row now? They've already won three of them. But you've been the runners-up in the last two. And before New Zealand had their run of victories, England had held the World Cup. So it's going to be a very tough one, I would imagine. What's going to give you the edge this time around?
I think you're right. It's going to be a really tough game against New Zealand. You know, New Zealand's a fantastic side, and we're lucky enough to play them in November, in which one of the tests they beat us, and then the following test we beat them. So we've had a little bit of experience when it comes to the Kiwis. I think going into the game, we're just going to be focusing on what we can bring, you know, not going to be worrying too much about them and just focusing on our strengths. And we've worked really hard this year, particularly on our defence. So we're hoping that, you know, in the tournament, that's been one of our strong points. We're hoping that that's going to hold out for us against the Kiwis.
You say you're going to focus purely on your performance in this, but is there no pressure to bring the title home again, back to how it was before New Zealand had their run?
Yeah, I think there's always pressure with elite sport, and particularly being on home soil. You know, we've got a lot of supporters not only coming to watch us, but there with us, you know, supporting live on Sky. And I think there's always pressure, but, you know, as in any sport, you have to block those things out and not get carried along with the sideshow and really just focus on what you're doing on the pitch. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a game of rugby, and as long as we get our basic skills right and come together as a team, that's what's going to win it on the day.
You certainly had more publicity this year. You mentioned Sky. They've been they've had a very good advertising campaign in the run-up to the final. But throughout the tournament, really, it's featured quite highly on their... It's had quite a few high rotations on their adverts. You know, is this because it was anticipated England would do well this year? Or is there a higher level of interest in women's rugby now?
I think the interest in women's rugby is really growing, and Sky's been absolutely fantastic. You know, the viewing figures that we've had have been sort of exceeded any of our expectations, really. So we've been really pleased there, and hopefully with the extra coverage we're getting, we'll get more and more people into women's rugby, which eventually will grow the sport. So yeah, I've been really pleased with that, and the support that we've had not only at Surrey but down at the Stoop on Wednesday. I'm hoping for an equally big crowd on Sunday.
Yeah, as you say, I mean, presumably a high level of interest then filters down and it turns into a high level of funding for the sport as well. And it's, I guess, the struggle is to maintain the level of interest in it consistently, not just at big events like the World Cup. How are there things, are there changes taking place in the sport to try and capture people maybe at a younger age and get them involved in the sport?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the RSU has made really good links with schools particularly, and, you know, linking up with local clubs and getting more people involved. There's lots of tournaments, tag tournaments, touch tournaments, things like that being run to get young children involved. And, you know, even as it stands before the World Cup, there was 300 clubs with over 500 teams for women's rugby. So there's lots out there. And I think, as you say, it's just getting the numbers of people involved, and I think that starts really at the grassroots, and targeting schools has been their main focus. And I think after this World Cup, hopefully that will be something that will continue.
It might be something that you haven't looked at, but I wonder, is the interest in women's rugby evenly spread across the country? Are there certain areas that have taken it up more prevalently than others?
I think it's fairly evenly spread. Again, I think that's one of the things that the RSU has been really targeting and school areas. I think there's a larger population in London. You're lucky enough to have lots of London-based clubs that are in the Premiership. I think that always helps. You know, I play,